I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Problems, but we will solve that easily. We have a lot to talk about today. We got the NHL draft. We got the NBA draft that had happened. NFL news, training camps are opening up. Media days for college football are happening. We have a lot to get to today, so let's get to it. Andy will be with us shortly, so will our professor of sports, John Poulter. Come back after these words.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. My man, Mike Wilson, has been putting in a lot of OT for the Dorfman as I have been traveling the globe a little bit. Got to Alaska, got to enjoy myself for a couple of weeks, and whew, beauty, 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 wilderness. Wildlife, you name it, they got you covered in every way, shape, and form in Alaska. So to all the people that have not traveled around the world, I encourage you to get out, go to Alaska, check it out. Get at us, by the way, a couple different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter from Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, fellas, I haven't talked to you guys in like 2 weeks. I missed you, Mike. I missed you, John. Good morning. I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to be talking sports with you guys. So, John, without further ado, you come to us all the way from Canada, and I got to tell you, I had the privilege and the honor to check out British Columbia, Vancouver. I'll tell you what, it did not disappoint. I want to go back. I went to Steamworks, the place you recommended. I not only went there once, I actually went there twice. Just a great, great place, a fun town, a great city, and the Dorfman was living life and enjoying himself thoroughly there in Vancouver, and then obviously as we migrated over and embarked to Alaska. So, John, you were spot on. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Andy. Thanks very much for the recognition of my recommendation. Yeah, Vancouver is an absolutely beautiful city. I've traveled a little bit on vacations, as you know, primarily to the United States and to the United Kingdom. But I also traveled fairly extensively within Canada for business reasons when I was still gainfully employed before I became a retired individual. And the two cities that were always favorites of mine were Montreal and Vancouver. Vancouver specifically because of the lifestyle and its beauty, and Montreal because of its culture and its history. But Vancouver is an absolutely beautiful city, and I'm glad you got a chance to get there, and glad that you got an opportunity to enjoy it.
Yeah, and I even got to learn a little bit more about Lord Stanley and the Stanley Cup. As I went through Stanley Park with my father, whose name happens to be Stan. Stan Lee. So it was really cool, and it was, we had probably the best weather you could ever have imagined for this whole trip. We had 2 hours of rain when we were in Alaska, and we had 70 to 80 degree weather every single day. I actually felt like I was in the Valley of the Sun. It was dry. It was beautiful. Just a tremendous, tremendous time. So really, really do appreciate the recommendations you gave me there in Vancouver, because that started the trip out just right, to be honest with you. And speaking of just right, the New York Yankees, they continue to be just right. I feel like they've only lost a handful of games since the last time you guys and I have spoke, which is over a couple of weeks now, and they're just continuing to rip up the league. I'm noticing the Astros starting to build some momentum as well. I've noticed that the Minnesota Twins, they continue to keep impressing us in the Central of the American League. And then you shift over to the National League, and the Mets are still kind of maintaining things, but Atlanta has definitely started to pick things up a lot. Same with the Phillies, to be honest with you. They're over 500 now. And then you look down to the Central, where the Brew Crew, they've been up and down, but somehow, some way, they keep bouncing up, and they're on top of that division again, which obviously makes me happy, born and raised in that great state of Wisconsin, and watched my Milwaukee Brewers as a kid growing up all the time. So good to see that. The St. Louis Cardinals, they'll give them a run for their money, but I think when push comes to shove, the Brewers, they're the best team in that division, and we won't make Mike upset about 17 games under 500 Chicago Cubs. We'll leave him alone today. And then the Dodgers, they're starting to pick it up and build some momentum as well, is what I've noticed over the last couple weeks, and they've got a little separation now from the Padres. So, again, you know, some things have changed, but it seems pretty similar. And looking at the East in the American League, honestly, it's such a lopsided division with the Yankees. The next closest competitor is 15 games behind them. So that division's all but done. But it does look like several divisions are up for the grabs, at least right now, about half of them, John.
Yeah, very much so, Andy. You pointed out the Astros. They're starting to build a nice lead as well. They're up by 12. And I don't know whether the Astros lead and the Yankees lead in their respective divisions tells us anything. Are they really that much better than the rest of the division? I would say the Yankees are, simply because of their record. They're on a pace to win 118 games, which would be the most in Major League history. The Astros, they're 12 games up, and their pitching has been a lot better than I think most of us would have thought it was going to be at the start of the year. But I look at the rest of that division, and other than the Seattle Mariners, who, thanks to a 9-1 streak in their last 10 and a winning streak of 7 games, they're now 2 games over 500. But they're the only team that's over 500 in that division other than the Astros. So I think the Astros are kind of benefiting a little bit from a weaker schedule, a weaker division, if you will, because of all the games you play in the division. Certainly getting a lot of mileage out of a younger elbow, I guess, with Justin Verlander. I mean, he's been rejuvenated. There's no question about that. Obviously one of the candidates for the American League Cy Young Award if we looked at it today. But the Yankees just seem to be steamrolling everybody. And, you know, you look at the wild card standings, and Boston, Tampa, and Toronto are still in wild card contention, and they're all in the same division as the Yankees. So not only are the Yankees 15 games ahead of the competition, they're well ahead of 3 of the playoff teams. So I think a lot of kudos has to go to the Yankees. I knew they were going to be good. I got to be honest with you, I did not think they were going to be this good, and I don't know how many people would want to stick up their hand and say they expected the Yankees to be playing 7-18 baseball just before the All-Star break. We knew they were good. I really don't think anybody could honestly say they thought they were going to be this good. I mean, they've scored the most runs. They've given up the least runs, so therefore they obviously have the best differential. They've won the most games. They've lost the least, so obviously they've got the best percentage. You can't really do anything else in baseball other than lead in those 6 categories. So a very good season for the Yankees. The Astros we've talked about. The Twins, yeah, they seem to be hanging on, and a couple of times the Guardians have gotten back into it, but, you know, all of a sudden they're back at 500, but they're still 3.5 out. The Mets are starting to feel the pressure from the Braves, as you pointed out. The Braves in the last month have just been on a tear, find themselves now only 2.5 games behind the Mets, and at the one time I think that lead was 9 or 9.5. Your Brewers, yeah, they're up 3.5 on the Cardinals, and the Brewers have been playing well, but a big part of that is also how badly the Cardinals have played in the last 10 games. They're 2-8. Brewers in first place with a 3.5 game lead. Brewers are only 5-5 in that 10-game spell. So they're benefiting from good play. They're benefiting from the poor play of the Cardinals. And the final division, a couple of weeks ago, that was pretty tight. It was a half a game between the Dodgers and the Padres, but like the Mariners, the Dodgers have been on a winning streak. They've won 6 in a row, 9 of their last 10, and all of a sudden they now have a 7-game lead over the San Diego Padres. So we've got different division races all over the place. That's kind of what makes baseball interesting, and as we head into the week before the All-Star break, I think it's great that we've got all of these races, even the races that are one-sided. We're now sitting back and saying, how many games can these teams win? And can the Yankees really win 118 games and set an all-time record? They keep playing the way they have. I don't see it being impossible.
Yeah.
Good morning, John.
Go ahead, Mike. I mean, I think I hear the music. Go ahead, though.
Oh, no. I was just saying, look, after the break, John, I will get into the Mets and the Braves, man. Everybody talks about the Yankees, but there's that other team in New York that's starting to falter a little bit, so we can get into that after the break, man.
Sounds good. John Poulter, professor of sports, hanging out with us. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise Enterprise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, Andy Dorf, is my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. We are hooked up and linked up right now with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. You can get involved with the conversation as well at 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. John, what's your Twitter handle as well?
At 12JohnPoulter.
There you go. At 12JohnPoulter for John. And then, Mike, I know you had a question to ask John about the New York Mets and things along those lines getting into the National League. So go ahead, brother.
Oh, yeah, John, no, I mean, like you mentioned, the Mets were up by, you know, they had a comfortable lead. Now it's down to 2.5. Is it the Braves playing so well as they are right now and the Mets not doing that? Is it pitching? Is it a combination of things? What's going on with this race in the National League East?
Well, I think it's a question of the Mets coming back to the pack a little bit, Mike, and I think it's a question of the Braves finding overdrive and getting in there. I mean, you look at the standings on the 31st of May, the Mets were 34-17, the Braves were 23-27. You look at them this morning, the Mets 53-32 and the Braves 51-35. So you do the math very quickly. Between May 31st and this morning, the Mets have gone 19-15, which is just a little bit over 500. It's still respectable, but the Braves have gone 28-8. So you do that math very quickly, and it's easy to see where they've picked up the 8 games. I think it was 10.5 games at the end of May. It's now 2.5. So the Braves starting to show that they are still the world champions. You know, they really didn't lose that much off that team from last year. There's been a few places that have changed, but primarily it's still almost the same team, same management, same general manager. The Mets did a lot of improving over the winter. The Mets came out of the gate extremely well. I think we all knew that the Mets were going to be a better team than the one we saw in 2021. But again, I don't think we saw that start that they had. And they were like the Astros. They basically picked up on the fact that the rest of the division was fairly weak. For a long, long time, Miami and Philadelphia and Atlanta were all struggling, and Washington has been struggling since day one. So the Mets had the advantage of being the best team in a very weak division. All of a sudden, with the Philadelphia management change and the Braves all of a sudden picking up that pace, as we have mentioned, that has now sort of become a three-team race. So we're going to see really what the Mets are made of in terms of the quality of that team.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So when you look at things around the league, you've got obviously the All-Star break coming up here in 9 days or whatever it is, something along those lines. And then you also have the trade deadline coming up here in like a month or a little bit less, something like that. It's kind of wild to think that teams like the Astros, Mets, and Yankees would want to change too much. But I'm hearing rumblings and rumors about potential moves that teams might be making toward the trade deadline. Are you excited for the All-Star break, and are you looking forward to what may happen at the trade deadline?
Well, I'm looking forward to the All-Star break simply because, excuse me, it gives us a bit of a break from the game for a couple of days, allows us to sit back and sort of reassess where all of these teams are. I always used to think that the baseball All-Star game was really something to sit down and watch. It was always my favorite All-Star game in any sport. I still like it, but I don't think it's quite as unique as it used to be. I always used to like the fact that the players wore their own team uniforms as opposed to a general uniform that we see in other sports. I always thought that it was good because other than the World Series, in those days, other than the World Series, it was the only time we saw the two leagues do battle on the field. Now we see the Cubs playing the Yankees every couple of years. We see the Dodgers playing the Yankees every couple of years. The mystique isn't quite there the way that it was a number of years ago. But, you know, going back to your original comment about the trade deadline, which I believe this year is either August 1st or August 2nd. I know it's into August because of the July 31st being on a weekend. No team is ever overstocked with pitching. And, you know, in this day and age, with pitchers being such a big part of the game and pitching staffs being 50% of a major league roster, you're always going to see teams like the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Astros, the teams with the big leads. You're always going to see them want to tune up with that extra arm, even if it's just one guy to get three outs at the bottom of the ninth inning or something along those lines. No team ever has too much pitching, so I think you'll see those teams probably stock up on pitching. I don't think you're going to see a blockbuster from any of those trades because nobody wants to break up the chemistry. But if the Yankees could pick up a utility infielder, a utility outfielder, a good backup catcher, you know, name any position, any team in terms of secondary support, I think you'd find those teams would be looking for it. What's going to be very interesting is to see how some of these players move. And in recent years, most of the trade deadline trades have been trades for prospects or international bonus money. We don't see very many old-fashioned baseball trades anymore at this time of year. What we see is a guy like Luis Castillo from the Reds or Frankie Montes from the A's with maybe a year left on their contracts going to a contender for a prospect and a couple of lower minor league guys who in my mind are still suspects. They're not prospects because you never really know when a guy's in single A whether he's going to be a top class player or not. So I think you're going to see that happen. There's only, I think, seven teams, perhaps eight, that are playing over 500 against other teams that are over 500. Boston, the Yankees, Tampa, Houston, the Mets, Atlanta, Philadelphia, and the Dodgers, I think, are the eight teams. That tells you what a gap we have in baseball today when eight out of the 30 teams are playing better against good teams than the other 22. There's a lot of teams going to be in sell mode, and that'll be teams that are at the bottom, and I'm thinking teams like Kansas City. Then you're going to see some other teams that have just given up on the season, and then you're going to see teams want to get something back for players with expiring contracts that are probably going to walk at the end of that contract because their current team won't be in contention at that time. So there's a lot of names out there. There's always the same guys out there, you know, in terms of teams that are looking to clean out. Pittsburgh seems to always be a candidate to be dealing people. Oakland always seems to be a team that wants to deal people. I don't think we've seen the back end of that, but with the extra wild card team in this year, I think you're going to see a lot of teams take a serious look about whether they are in this or out of it.
You know, John, you bring up the trade deadline, and you know, you mentioned a couple of players there, and I'm with you. I don't know if we're really going to see like big name blockbuster trade. I don't really anticipate that. I hardly ever anticipate something like that. But what are some of these bigger names that may get traded? I mean, not like some huge superstar kind of guy, but the next tier down kind of guy from a superstar that could get moved.
I think, you know, in terms of position players, a name that always crops up is Brian Reynolds from the Pirates. Lots of teams would be interested in him. I think he's under team control until 2025, so he'd be a great acquisition for somebody, and he would give the Pirates a good return because whoever gets him is going to get him for 3 years. One of your guys, Wilson Contreras from the Cubs, I think is a prime candidate to be traded. He's a free agent at the end of the year. The Cubs obviously not going anywhere. Josh Bell with Washington is a free agent at the end of the year. I think he's a great candidate. Trey Mancini with the Orioles. I've always thought that he's a candidate to be traded every year. He has a player option at the end of 2022, but the way the Baltimore Orioles have been playing lately, I think they've won 7 in a row, and all of a sudden they're within 3 games of the Blue Jays. They may decide to hold on to him. Andrew Benintendi in Kansas City, he's a free agent at the end of 2022. Left-hand bat, he could certainly help any contender. Looking at the pitching, Luis Castillo of the Reds, I guess, is a prime candidate. Frankie Montas of the A's is a prime candidate. Maybe Pablo Lopez of the Marlins, if the Marlins decide to throw in the towel. Martin Perez of the Rangers. Kyle Freeland of Colorado. You know, now we're sort of talking second-tier guys. But in terms of, top-quality pitchers, I'd have to say Castillo is probably the top guy that's available. Montas would be right behind him, but I understand he's got some injury problems and there's a question about just how healthy he is. I think you're going to see more position players traded than pitchers, but a lot of the pitchers that get traded will be those back-end guys I spoke about earlier that are, you know, going to be getting one or two outs out of the bullpen, maybe mopping up in a game where you're down a whole bunch of runs after 5 or 6 innings just to save the Stars. I don't think you're going to see any really, really big names traded, but hey, you never know. Some team may want to go out and make a big splash, and the way teams like the Mets have been throwing money around in the last little while, don't be surprised if the Mets go out and buy somebody that's an extremely good player just simply to save face and put something up against the Yankees in terms of baseball supremacy in New York.
Yeah, it's interesting. It'll all play out here in the next few weeks, as we know, when the trade deadline comes up. But as always, John, you know how much we appreciate you, and we'll catch up with you next week, and we'll break down whatever's going on in Major League Baseball at that point. And then anything that's going on in hockey that we need to know about in the off season, please tell us.
I will. Yeah, we had the NHL draft this week. A couple of surprises, but we can get into that 1 week when the baseball news is a little quieter. But as always, fun to chat with you guys. Look forward to chatting next week.
We'll talk next week. John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball like nobody else does. We appreciate him so much. We got to take a break. We'll come back, and maybe we'll talk about Baker Mayfield on the move. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. Hanging out with me is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can always holler, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, brother, holy cow, what's been going on in the NFL as Baker on the move to the Carolina Panthers? And I don't think that's a big surprise, to be honest with you, Mike. At the end of the day, something had to give, and it sure as hell wasn't going to be the Cleveland Browns because they just are the Cleveland Browns. But Baker Mayfield on the go to Carolina Panthers, in a way, I actually think this probably a decent spot for him to wind up being. I know a lot of people were talking maybe about Seattle and things like that, but I don't think this is a terrible destination, to be honest with you, Mike.
No, I don't think it's a bad destination at all. I was actually thinking Carolina or maybe Seattle, but I don't know how big the interest from Pete Carroll and the Seahawks really was in Baker. I don't know if he really would have fit what they like to do up there. But he lands in Carolina, and you know, Cleveland has to pay a little over $10 million of the salary. Carolina gets, you know, they have to pay about $4.5 million of the rest of the salary. So it worked out both ways. Cleveland gets a draft pick, fourth or fifth round, depending on how many snaps he takes, that kind of thing. And the whole saga, the whole drama of Baker Mayfield in Cleveland is over. And we'll see, you know, how it works out in Carolina. The reports are that they don't plan on trading Sam Darnold, who they had just got the year before or a couple years before in a deal, you know, from New York. So it's going to be interesting to see how that whole dynamic plays out. It's going to be interesting to see if Baker can kind of, oh, I don't know, redo his reputation maybe around the league. I mean, you know, look, you and I are not the biggest Baker Mayfield fan. Not that we don't like the guy or hate the guy or anything like that, but he's just not our cup of tea, so to speak. And so, you know, there is some rebuilding of his brand that he has to do, because it was such an up and down roller coaster ride in Cleveland that nobody can deny.
You know, in a weird way, would maybe a little bit of a quarterback competition do both of those guys some good when you think about it? Because at the end of the day, I mean, in college, those guys were solid quarterbacks. They made things happen for their teams, USC and OU, and maybe, just maybe, that's the way to spark a guy's career, is to have a nice, spirited, competitive competition among two guys that are trying to find their way in the NFL. Like, at the end of the day, bro, competition is good, right? Like, we never shy away from competition. So, to me, ultimately, this is going to make those guys better. And I'm not saying they're going to be any good, but the point of the matter is when you got to fight and work for something, maybe it means a little bit more to you. And these are two guys that are trying to find themselves in the NFL. So to me, this is a perfect situation, perfect scenario, Mike.
Oh, no. You know, from a competition standpoint, yeah. I mean, you got two guys, like you said, and I've said, they're trying to rebuild their reputations, rebuild their brand within the NFL, and competition can spark good things coming from, you know, look, you had mentioned it. These two guys in college were solid quarterbacks. They were good quarterbacks. And, you know, I mean, we'll see what happens, but I think at the end of the day, I think Baker wins the competition. I think Baker becomes the starter. And, you know, you can make the argument, Andy, that, you know, if Baker's the starter, wins the competition, looks good, Carolina can win that division.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. I don't think that when you look at that particular division, right, where the Carolina Panthers are, and you look at Tampa Bay, who obviously with Tom Brady is going to be solid. New Orleans, I think, is going to be better, I'll be honest with you. Carolina right. and Atlanta, to me, are the two teams that are they're a little bit outside of the mix. This is between New Orleans and Tampa, if you ask me. Again, I know that Carolina has some decent pieces, but, dude, it's hard just to put it together in one year. Like, you got to have that familiarity. Tampa has that familiarity
right.
with Tom, and New Orleans has that familiarity with Jameis, even though the guy got hurt, like, he was there. So I think those two teams have a big advantage, to be honest with you. Hey, let's bring it home for a second. Let's talk Arizona Cardinals. I feel like they're set up for a little bit of failure this season, to be honest with you, man. Things are going so well for them, right? They had a lot of victories, but then they kind of fell apart toward the end of the season. D-Hop and that suspension. I think there's more questions than answers once again for the Arizona Cardinals. That's all I'm saying.
No, I absolutely agree. And, you know, since you and I do live in the Valley of the Sun, we, you know, you see the local reports and you see what goes on a little bit more of a micro level than the national media does. But look, you take a look at their schedule. They start off with Kansas City, they go to the Raiders, and then they go to the Rams. First three out of the gate. Okay. So that's nothing to shake your head at. That's a pretty tough kind of getting out of the gate kind of schedule. So we'll see. Like, they could be 2-1, they could be 1-2, they could be 0-3 out the gate. And if they get out the gate 0-3, you know how this fan base is, Andy. This could turn on them really, really quick, and the season could just be done three games in.
All right, so I'm kind of glad we're going down this route or this road, because I kind of want to bring it to another thing that's happening here in Phoenix right now. And that's a lot of discussion, because when you talk about the local teams here, like you said, it's very, very emotional. And people's emotions ride high, they ride low, they jump on, they jump off. And the latest thing that's happening here in Phoenix, which you know as well as I do and everybody else, is the discussion about Kevin Durant potentially making a trade to be a Phoenix Sun. And I've been thinking about this long and hard, my friend. I think it's the biggest mistake you could possibly make if you're the Phoenix Suns, trading a slew of guys for one dude that's going to be 34 coming this next season, and he's off of a really, really difficult injury. And I hate to say it, but it's the truth. He ain't the same Kevin Durant he was before the injury, because that's the facts, okay? So to me, when you're going to be giving up 3-4 guys, whatever minimum, for one dude that is toward the end of his career, I'm starting to really, really question people's judgment, people's thought process, and the fact of the matter is you ain't that far away. I mean, that's the truth, man. They ain't that far away here in Phoenix. So get your stuff together, get things right, and ultimately don't get rid of guys that are young 20s for a guy that's 34 and he's on the decline. I don't care what anybody tells me, Mike. He's on the decline.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are so many teams that are rumored to be in the Kevin Durant sweepstakes, as they call it. But I'm with you, Andy. Like, you can't give up these young good players that Phoenix has, and then you take a look at what reportedly Brooklyn is asking for in return. It would be insane for anybody to make a deal on that kind of level for one guy, like you said, like a Kevin Durant. And you and I are both, we're not taking anything away from what Kevin Durant has done in his career or may do in the future. All we're saying, and I think what you're saying, look, we got young, good guys here in Phoenix. We got an aging veteran in Kevin Durant who can still score, who can still do a lot of great things, but is he worth three or four players? And then on top of that, three or four draft picks. How much do you want to mortgage your future? And I think, along with you, that the mortgage payment would just be too high to bring a Kevin Durant type of person in. And so we'll see what happens. But if Rudy Gobert gets, you know, that whole trade kind of screwed this up for Brooklyn, I think, a little bit, because, you know, if Rudy Gobert, they had to give back all those draft picks and those players and everything in the trade, well, what is a guy like Kevin Durant, based on what Kevin Durant has done, going to do? I mean, that's just kind of made it ridiculous in terms of what Brooklyn's asking for. That's just my opinion.
Well, the bottom line is this. If you're going to lose that guy and your thought process is the Brooklyn Nets, you're trying to set yourself up for the future. I mean, ultimately, that's the way that they're looking at it. And to second, you know, a little bit further on that, they've also got the headache with Kyrie Irving that they're dealing with, and the rumors about him potentially going to L.A. and reconnecting with, obviously, LeBron James and all that. And LeBron James is upset with management. He wants Kyrie. I'm sorry, but what's going on in the world, bro? It's a sad state of affairs. And when you let the inmates run the asylum, dude, you have all kinds of problems. And that's what's going on in the sports world for the most part all over the place, Mike.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, people, regular people like you and me and, you know, other people, they talk about loyalty, right? You got to be loyal to your team. You got to be loyal to the player. There is no loyalty in sports anymore. There just isn't. You don't see one guy staying with one team for 20 years like you did with Magic or Bird or, you know, Jordan, Kobe. You know, you just don't see that anymore, for a variety of reasons. But the whole loyalty argument that people want to make, they put it on players or they'll put it on management, it just doesn't exist. And we're just in a different era of how sports are being handled and players are being handled and how management deals with their own team. And do I wish that these players were staying in one spot? Yeah. I mean, look, when you and I grew up in the 80s and 90s, and I'm not meaning to age you any older than you are, but we had a different era and we had a different thought process. The players back then, they wanted to beat the you-know-what out of each other. They weren't looking to go getting with their boys and like, hey, let's team up. Now it's hey, let's get together. It's kind of like a brotherhood in terms of, hey, let's get this team together. It's kind of like an AAU kind of thing. Get all the best players together, and it's just disappointing sometimes.
I agree. That's why you got to appreciate the guy like Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's there in Milwaukee. Anyways, we got to take a break, and we'll get back to it. We'll wrap this hour up. And I haven't mentioned this, but Wimbledon going on right now, and unbelievable match between Kyrgios and Djokovic. So we'll fill you in on that on the other side. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Alrighty, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy. Hanging out with me is my buddy, tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorfon Sports. Facebook, Dorfon Sports, IG. It's the real Dorfon Sports there. Hey, Mike, just wanted to fill you in, but you already know, and I'm just going to kind of let the listeners know. On the other side, when we come back from break, we'll be in hour number two, but we're going to have a special visitor join us, Cole Hewitt, who's part of the MLF Pro Circuit. That's Major League Fishing, if I have my thoughts and spirits right here. I believe that is what it is, and we spoke to him a couple of years back, if you remember, when he was in college. Now, he's on the scene, man, and just a couple of weeks ago, had a top 10 finish. So we got to talk to Cole Hewitt about what's going on in the fishing world, brother. So just a little foreshadowing, letting people realize and know that we hit sports in every way, shape, and form, man. So we don't just talk the majors. We talk just about anything and everything here on the program. But, Mike, hour one has absolutely flown by. They always do with you, my friend. And anything you need to get off your chest before we get the heck out of here for this hour? Mike, you there? Well, I'm having a little technical difficulty with Mike right now.
Here I am. Here you reappear.
You know, you reappear like that from those sticks there in Santan, bro. so I appreciate you. But anything you got to get off your chest before we get out of here this hour?
Well, we can get into it in the next hour at some point, but I mean, look, the college football landscape is changing, especially out west, UCLA, USC, taking the money and going to the Big Ten money, going for the Big Ten money. I don't blame them at all.
Crazy stuff, though. It just doesn't sound right. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
USA Radio News.
The man accused of assassinating former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has reportedly told investigators he targeted Abe because he suspected he has ties to a religious group that took a, quote, huge donation from his mother. Law enforcement sources said 41-year-old Tetsuya Yamagami had first planned to attack a different leader of an unnamed religious group before settling on Abe instead. Yamagami is said to have told police the killing had nothing to do with politics. The man allegedly used a homemade firearm to gun down Abe in front of a crowd watching him deliver a campaign speech. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
The U.S. Transportation Department issued a notice urging airlines to ensure children ages 13 or younger are seated next to an accompanying adult with no additional charges. The agency said it received few complaints about the issue, but said, quote, even one incident is one too many. Air passengers are already facing long lines, crowded airports, and few open seats. Airlines for America, a group representing Delta Airlines, United Airlines, American Airlines, and others, said, quote, U.S. airlines have always worked to accommodate customers who are traveling together, especially those traveling with children, and will continue to do so, end quote. The Transportation Department plans to propose formal rules by August. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the roll and go, go anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The New Jersey Devils have named the first female assistant general manager, making Kate Madigan the sixth woman to hold the title in the NHL. It was announced the day before the NHL draft. The NHL has seen several women promoted to the assistant general manager's role in the last month. Madigan has called the promotion an exciting opportunity.
It's special. I'm thankful to be a part of it. I'm thankful for it to continue to grow. I think in the past we've seen one-offs here and there. The momentum's going to keep growing. Yeah. I've seen it with our very own Megan Duggan, what she's done in a year and her recent promotion. So I'm just very happy to be a part of this group and to continue to change the landscape of all sports. And hopefully one day there's a female general manager in the NHL. And I know the NBA, MLB, all these sports are taking those steps. So,
a retired three-star Army general serving as an advisor to active duty officers has been suspended after he appeared to mock First Lady Jill Biden's response to the reversal of Roe v. Wade. An Army spokesperson confirmed that the retired Lieutenant General Gary Valensky has been suspended, but gave no reason for the suspension, saying that only he, quote, had been sidelined from his role as a mentor pending the outcome of the commander's inquiry. End quote. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning, the program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You can get involved as well at 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of sports, the NBA's got you covered with the Summer League and all kinds of craziness happening at the offseason with free agency, player movement, trades, this, that, and the other. Same thing going on in the NFL, people. Baker on the move and a whole heck of a lot more going on there. Golf? Dude, there's like three tournaments going on this weekend, Mike. Wimbledon happening right now. I'm watching Joker. I'm watching Kyrgios. Fantastic match thus far. I'm a little behind because I started it late. I didn't wake up at 6 a.m. to watch this bad boy, Mike. But bottom line is what I'm watching right now in the middle of the third set, which I know I'm behind. It's absolutely fantastic tennis, brother.
Yes, it is fantastic tennis, and I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's just going to get better for you as you kind of go along watching this
awesome
thing. So it's awesome. All good, man.
All right, we got to take a break on the other side. We're going to hook up with Cole Hewitt, part of the MLF, Major League Fishing, people. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back into the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways, people. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we're going to talk some real fishing right now, Mike Wilson, something you and I don't do all that often, but it's okay to get an education every now and then, to be honest with you. And this next guest we have coming on the program, we spoke to him a few years back, if you remember. He was doing his thing in college. Now he's doing his thing on this real circuit, MLF. Pro Circuit, which is probably the Major League Fishing Pro Circuit, in my humble opinion. I'm just going to make a random guess at that. But without further ado, it gives me absolute privilege and honor to welcome Cole Hewitt to the program. Cole, good morning, my friend.
Hey, Andy. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be back here on the show.
Hey, we appreciate you, brother. And you know I've been following you for years, man. It's like I've kind of seen you grow up as a kid, and now you're a young adult. Actually, I would say you're more than a young adult. You're an adult, man. You're on the pro tour. You're fishing for a living. Like, come on, man. You're living out your childhood dream, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. It's a dream come true.
So Give us a little bit of a skinny, kind of tell us, like, how this all works. How did you get so involved that you wanted to take this to the next level and become a professional? So give us the start. How did this dream start for you?
So, I mean, I started fishing, I mean, you know, like a lot of kids do, fishing as a young kid. And I did a lot of that as a young kid with my grandfather, and that really kind of got my interest onto just the catching fish. And you know, as I've grown up, I've wanted to find something kind of around that industry I could do that would still allow me to do something I was interested in, that also was something I could, you know, make a living doing. And through college fishing, when I was going to college, that college fishing gave me kind of a taste at a little bit of the business side of it, kind of how the finances and all that work into it. And so I did college fishing 2017 through 2019, and I knew I wanted to do more, and I wanted to try to step up to the next level. So in 2020, I forego my last year of the college fishing, and I went and did the Major League Fishing, the Toyota Series. And I actually ended up fishing that for 2 years, which essentially what that is, it's an open series that anybody can fish. It's considered semi-pro level. And it, you know, they'll get 250 boats, and the goal of it is you're supposed to be top five in points, which qualify you for this pro circuit. So I actually did it 2 years in a row, and I was fortunate enough both years to be in that top five in points. So I decided this year, I was like, I want to give it a shot and try 1 year and see if we can't, you know, make this work. And you know, it's been a big learning year. I mean, it's, you know, I'm fishing a lot of new places I haven't fished before, and you know, I'm also learning a lot of business stuff I haven't learned before, but it's, you know, making everything better for the next year. So.
It's all part of the process. Jump in, Mike.
No, hey, look, nice to meet you. Congratulations on all the success you've had. You know, you mentioned your grandfather kind of whetted your appetite to get into fishing. Mine did as well, and I grew up in the Pacific Northwest. I did trout fishing, salmon fishing, steelhead, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm not like you. I didn't take it to the next level kind of thing, or college or anything. But as you've gotten older, what have you learned in terms of just fishing in general? What's made you get better every year? Every athlete kind of, you know, talks about what gets them better every year. What gets you better every year?
Absolutely. Time on the water is such a big deal. Getting out here, and it's so funny. Back even when we did the show a few years ago, the technology has changed so much in the last 5 years. And, you know, maybe being a little bit of a younger-minded person, that's good for me because I'm so interested in learning all that stuff. And, you know, I've got, like, the newest technology, and I'm learning how to catch fish. They actually, a lot of the technology now, we're using, it's called forward-facing sonar. We'll actually look out in front of the boat and see fish and cast to individual fish and catch fish that we're seeing on it's almost like a video game. It's crazy how much it's changed just in the course of a few years and how much it'll continue to change. But I think it's a good change.
That's the voice of Cole Hewitt, part of the MLF Pro Circuit. That's Major League Fishing Pro Circuit, coming off of a top 10 finish, which is so cool, bro. Like, I was watching all your Facebook stuff, and you have a great rapport with those guys that are on the podium. And then you brought your sister up there, dude. Like, come on, man. It's so special when you can share these things with your family, isn't it?
It was great. I was tickled to get to have my sister and my mom and my stepdad and my dad. The whole family actually came up for that one. That was my first top 10 at the pro circuit level this year. I actually was in the top 10 at another tournament this year and kind of fell out of the cut. So this was kind of a little bit of redemption. So it felt real good.
No, yeah, man, you have a great family, as I know. You have a great, wonderful family. So question for you, man. So you had that top 10 finish, right? So does that change your expectations a little bit? Are you expecting bigger things from yourself week in and week out? And what is the schedule? How does the schedule work for you?
So, I mean, just this one tournament just kind of expands my potential, I think, for what I should expect of myself and what a good year really is. Not just getting one good tournament's great, but it needs to be, I need to be more consistent throughout the year. And our schedule runs pretty much January through August. We normally start in the south and, you know, kind of work our way north as the weather permits. So we'll end up in New York here for the final tournament of the year, and I think I leave in 2 weeks, so That'll be the final tournament of the year. And then, you know, rolling into next year, we'll be fishing the full Toyota Series again, and then this Pro Circuit again. So
how do you get your reps when the season's over? How do you get reps in?
I try to go out. I mean, this year, it's been so expensive just fishing on this rookie year. It's been, you know, a lot of budget and trying to, you know, pick out. You know, I mean, it's expensive, man. I mean, really, it's expensive to fish at this level. So trying to plan all that out, and a lot of my free time has been spent more on the marketing and the business side of it, and not so much of the. I don't get to go out and fun fish and free fish like I used to. Also, it's so hard to get stuff in right now. If anything were to break on the boat, or you damage something, then it's like, well, now you're at risk for the tournaments. But as soon as that'll wrap up here in August, I'll be able to go out and start fun fishing a little more.
I love it. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, cool. You know, most of us, and I was certainly in this boat, you know, you go fishing to relax, and you're fishing, you know, to make a living and those kind of things. What do you do to relax when you're not fishing? What's the thing that you do? Is it video games? You read books? Like, you know, you watch other sports? Like, what do you do to kind of take your mind off of what you do for a living?
I do several different things. A lot of my friends I met through the college fishing, I still communicate with them, and I play, like you said, I play video games with them and socialize with my buddies, Rick Couch, Caleb Bundy, all those guys from the UCF Bass team. And then, you know, I play basketball, and I work out probably 3 to 5 days a week, you know, playing pickup, and I think that kind of keeps me in shape and keeps me, you know, on the in tip-top shape on the physical side, and then I don't have to, that's not something I have to worry about, you know, when I'm out traveling.
Cole's a big kid, by the way, man. So I'm glad you're playing basketball and you're not wasting all that hype, brother. Hey, so I'm going to ask you one final question, and we appreciate you taking time out with us, and we're going to have to do this more often as you keep coming up in the ranks. But what's the best thing that you've learned in your rookie season?
It's funny, watching these guys on TV for years, I've grown up, you know, idolizing these guys. They're almost like immortal to me, like I wasn't ever going to reach quite that level. And I think this year I've kind of seen the potential that, I mean, I'm just as good as these guys, and I can go out here and, you know, make top tens in any tournament I go to. And I have to go into the tournaments with that mindset that I can make a top 10 in every tournament and not try to just, you know what I mean? Not just try to make checks and finish 50th. I need to try to make a top 10 or win every tournament. That's the biggest thing I've learned.
I love it, man. That's the new mindset. That's the new goal, is top 10s every single time you're out there. Cole, you know how much I appreciate you, and I've watched you grow up as a kid, and now, like I said, you're an adult, bro, and it's awesome seeing you live out your childhood dream, my friend. So we'll continue to do this from time to time as long as you can make time for us.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. I appreciate y'all having me on today.
Cole Hewitt, MLF, part of the Pro Circuit, MLF Pro Circuit Fishing Tour. True pleasure to talk to this kid, man. I've known him for a long, long time, Mike. So we got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll continue chopping up the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. It is Andy and Mike Wilson coming at you. Get at us a couple few different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorfon Sports, Facebook Dorfon Sports, IG, it would be the real Dorfon Sports there. And funny, I got a comment from our good buddy, MISM, who isn't calling in, but he must be listening to us. And he says, looks like Alaska was fantastic. And then he has a question for me about Nick Kyrgios, who is very vocal on the tennis court, Mike Wilson. If you haven't seen him before, if you're just getting the honor and the privilege of checking this dude out in the Wimbledon final against Novak Djokovic, who, by the way, I do know Novak goes on to win this thing. I'm starting the fourth set right now, but currently where I'm at, Kyrgios won the first set 6-4, 6-3 and 6-4 for the second and third set for Novak, but like I said, I do know it's over. I'm not oblivious, Mike. I know that Novak went on to win, and kudos to him. But very, very interesting to watch the antics and the way that Nick Kyrgios goes about his business. He yells at just about anybody and everybody, and it's a hard watch in a lot of ways because we're so used to seeing Roger Federer, Rafi Nadal, and Novak Djokovic, and many others before them, go out and play with such class, style, and dignity. And Nick Kyrgios, he's a loose cannon, bro. There's no other way to put it. Dude's a loose cannon. He gets upset about just about anything and everything. If you guys were looking outside and you said the sky was blue, he'd figure out a way to tell you the sky wasn't blue, Mike, okay?
Well, here's the other thing. I mean, you talk about him having, I guess for lack of a better term, a temper, right? Like he's yelling, he's involved, Kyrgios is there. You know, there are some allegations of that he hit his girlfriend or his wife or something out there. So maybe this is just kind of a character thing with him. I mean, it certainly sounds like it. But look, Kyrgios doesn't have anything to be ashamed of. He finished second at Wimbledon, and he lost to what I've heard you term is probably could be the greatest player of all time in Joker when he's done. So, you know, Joker winning again doesn't shock me, but it's going to make me want to watch Kyrgios to see these outbursts. I mean, Andy, are his outbursts like on the John McEnroe level, or is it something totally different?
I had a real feeling you were going to go there. That's kind of funny because we were on the same wavelength. Here's why I would say it's not the same. Because, quite frankly, John McEnroe was winning tournaments, and he was winning majors. And
right.
He was obviously, he was very vocal out there. And he was similar in the sense of he would go at fans, he would go at the umpires. But ultimately, to me, I think they're on a completely different level. And now you look at the way that John McEnroe is, you know, in commenting as a commentator, I think he truly loves the game. And I don't necessarily believe that Nick Kyrgios loves this game. I think he's playing it because he's really good at it. And to that point, I don't know if you know this, but I've actually hit with Nick Kyrgios before out here in Phoenix, Arizona. It's amazing the racket head speed that these guys get. It's insane, to be quite honest with you. I think I'm a very, very solid player, and I mean, I know I'm a solid player, but if I were to tell you that I felt like he was hitting with me at about 50, maybe 60%, and I'm going 100%, the racket head speed, the control, just the ability to get to balls, just the first step that these guys have, it's remarkable. And watching it on TV, it really doesn't do justice. It doesn't tell you exactly how good they are. You have to see it in person. You have to be up close and in person with this. It's like watching, I'll put it in these terms for you, because I think that this will make a lot of sense to you. It's a lot like watching the difference between a high school football game and a college football game, and a college football game to an NFL game. The speed, the control, everything is just better. Your precision, you're so accurate. I think they're similar in a few ways, but I think they're very different in a lot of ways, because ultimately John McEnroe was one of the best players in the world for a long, long time, and he won majors. Yeah, he had his issues, but he was one of a kind, and Nick is one of a kind, but not in the same variety, at least in my humble opinion. And then you mentioned something about Joker, about where I think he is, and I think he's the most versatile tennis player that I've ever seen in my life. I've seen the Sampras's, I've seen the Borgs, I've seen the McEnroe, I've seen them all. Okay, I mean I'm 50 years old for crying out loud. Actually, I'll be 49 next week, but who's counting? But the point is. There's so many great players, and Novak Djokovic is in a level and in a place, in my humble opinion, on his own. And people will fight me, people will argue with me, but you look at what he's done. He spreads his championships around. He's not like Rafa, who is the master at clay, and ultimately the guy's unbeatable on that surface. So. I just look at Novak, and I think he's the most complete tennis player that I've ever seen. The other day, I'll put it in perspective for you, because when you watch a lot of this on TV, you're seeing these guys just duke it out from the baseline, and the game is a little different. You know what? Novak does get to the net occasionally, and the other day, I believe I was watching, and the stat was 25 of 31 times he went into the net, he won those points. Like, this guy has an all-around game. So to me, he's the most versatile tennis player that I've ever seen. He can win on any surface at any given time, which ultimately, at the end of the day, to me, will wind up making him the greatest player of all time.
Well, let me ask you this. You know, you're almost 49. You're not in your 50s like me. So, you know, you young bucks can talk about this kind of stuff. But look, growing up, who was your idol? Who did you look up to and just said to yourself, I want to play like that guy or that
woman?
Whatever.
No, that's a great question.
Like,
great,
who was it?
Great question. And if I were to tell you one person, I'd be lying. It's a handful. You know, like when I would watch Wimbledon and I'd be watching the grass, I wanted to play like Yannick Noah or Boris Becker. Those dudes would dive out there on the grass, okay? Like, I wanted to be those guys on grass. You know, on clay, Mats Wielander or Andre Agassi. Right. I put a lot of pieces of a bunch of different players in my game, or at least that's what I was trying to do. I remember back in the day when, you know, growing up and working on my serve, and I would try to do what John McEnroe did on his serve. I wasn't a lefty by any means, but I was a righty. I would do that long stretch that he did, and, you know, you pick up little bits and pieces from a lot of different people. And I think you're bringing up something that kind of makes me think about today's athlete versus our athlete from back in the day, and I'll date myself and I'll put myself in your category, even though you're over 50, okay, big boy. But we're about the same, okay. So at the end of the day, what right. I think we used to do a lot better than what this generation today and maybe even of yesterday, they're not doing. I don't think they're watching the people before them that much, and I don't think they're learning as much as we did about those players and trying to emulate what those players did. So I think that it's somewhat of a lost art, to be honest with you, Mike. And I wish that kids would do that, find players, you know, in any sport, and just try to model what they do. And quite frankly, if as far as tennis goes, the only guy, in my humble opinion, that you want to model these days is Novak Djokovic, because the way that Rafa plays, too strenuous on the body, the way that Roger plays, a little too inconsistent with the one-hand backhand. So the other guys, there's kinks in the armor. Like, quite frankly, man, the only kink in the armor for Novak Djokovic, in my humble opinion, is himself. Every now and then, we all get in the way of ourselves, and that, to me, is the only thing that gets in the way of him. But to answer your question, I can't give you one player. I can give you a handful. I can give you 10 players, because at the end of the day, there were so many people that I watched that were great, and I wanted to be a little bit of each of those people. So it's not one person in particular. But there are certain things that I picked out. Like with Agassi, I wanted to return like Agassi. I thought he had the best return in the game. You know, serving, I wanted to be able to hit the angles that John McEnroe could hit. Steady-wise, I wanted to be like Yvonne Lendl. So there's so many different people that I put into my game as well. Great question, though. And tennis is a great game, and you can play it forever. And ultimately, I've loved playing it for 44 years of my life so far. I've been playing since I was about 5 years old, or maybe a little bit younger. Had two older brothers and just started playing. The whole family played. So it's a game I love, man. I know we got to take a break. I know I'm rambling quite a bit. I do want to get into some other stuff on the other side, Mike. I want to talk golf. There's, like, all kinds of tournaments going on. My buddy Kevin Streelman, he's at the top of the leaderboard. He's, like, 19 under. The leader there is 22 under. Just insane what I'm seeing happening on the golf course. So let's take a break. We'll come back. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back in, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. You can, too, by the way. Get at us. Holler, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Dude, are you seeing all these crazy scores at the Barbasol Championship where Matt Schmidt is like 22 under? You got a guy at 20 under, and then there's a couple of guys, my buddy Kevin Streelman at 19 under, tied in third right now, and going off here actually momentarily. I think he'll be going off, so I'll be checking that out, obviously. Then you have that Scottish Open, the Genesis Scottish Open, right? Where Xander's in the mix, you got Jordan Spieth in the mix. A lot of Americans on top of that leaderboard, to be honest with you, at the Genesis Scottish Open. But, dude, these guys are firing at the pins, and I think the weather conditions are helping a lot, Mike. I know it's wet out there, at least at the Barbasol. Very, very wet, so probably guys are, like, throwing darts out there.
I would imagine they're throwing big time darts on top of their darts on top of another player's darts. Anytime you get to 22 under, 20 under, or to me,
that's through three rounds, by the way, too. That's three rounds. They got a whole freaking round to go. It's crazy.
Exactly. I mean, there could be guys that end up at 25 under, 26, 27 under if they keep throwing these darts. And a lot of those Americans at the Scottish Open, they're out there tuning up for the Open, you know, the following weekend. So it's, you know, Tiger's out there and getting ready, and these guys, like you said, at the Scottish Open, they're tuning up for the big one, the big show at St. Andrews. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but yeah, these scores are insane, and it really makes you look forward to the Open coming up shortly.
So you got Trey Mulnack, who I've never, ever heard of in my life, to be honest with you. He's going to be playing with Kevin this morning. And then you got, are they two German guys that are in the lead? This Hurley Long and Matt Schmid, are they German? That's my guess. I don't even know. But that's part of why I love the PGA Tour so much, bro, is that first-time winners all the time – every weekend, you just never know what's going to happen. And then you have these guys that, dude, we've never heard of. Like, seriously, we've never heard of these people, and they're top of the leaderboard. So it's really, really cool to see. And 22 under through three rounds. Like, this guy shot 65, 63, 66. Par is 72. They're firing at these sticks, bro. And I know there's this one hole, it's a par 5, where many guys are having eagles, but I'm sorry, you got to make the shots, bro. And this course out in Kentucky, it must be, by all standards on the PGA Tour, it must be relatively easy or very good scoring conditions or a combination of that, Mike.
I would think it's probably a combination of it. I mean, look, anytime you're on the PGA Tour, you're playing professional golf, you're pretty damn good. And when you're given the scoring atmosphere, you know, the weather conditions dictate that you can take direct aim at a pin, those guys do it. And they do it better than anybody else on the planet. So it's fun to watch that kind of stuff for me. Because you play golf, I play golf, I got other friends that play golf, and we marvel at what they can do with the golf club.
I agree. I mean, the bottom line is these guys are really, really good, and when they struggle at, like, the U.S. Open, it shows you that they have that course pretty much set up for failure, to be honest with you. Hey, I want to ask you something because we haven't talked about it yet, and we're running out of time today. NBA Summer League, have you been checking it out a little bit? Because I've been watching a little. This Holmgren kid from Gonzaga seems to be pretty solid from all things that I've seen, and same with Banchero, looks pretty good too. So talk to me a little bit about what you've seen.
Well, I mean, look, it's Summer League, you know, and you can see with Banchero and Chet, you know, these different guys, you can see the potential. The potential is just screaming off of the TV screen out of the gym in Vegas or Utah, wherever they're playing. And
Vegas.
So it's one of those things where, you know, people get really excited. Oh, you know, Chet's first game, he had six blocks and stuff. Okay, great. Let's pump the brakes. Let's see what happens when he has to, you know, he has to play a man, you know, not these, you know, free agent to be kind of guys or these first or second year dudes that maybe have been in the league for a very short amount of time. Let's see what they do against a Giannis, you know, an AD, a LeBron, you know, all that, those kind of guys when they get to the league. That's going to tell us, okay, the potential's there. Here's what they got to work on. But let's not get too excited about what we're seeing in Summer League based upon the competition to me.
Look, at the end of the day, what you're looking for, at least in my opinion, from Summer League is you're looking for potential. You're looking for what does this guy do well? What does this guy need to improve upon? And from what I've seen from Chet, obviously – he runs up and down the floor like a deer. Is he probably a little bit weak and not strong enough yet for the NBA game and the contact that he's going to be getting on a night-in and night-out basis? Yes. Ultimately, when you look at that frame, you just got to know that. So, with that being said, get in the weight room. Find a guy, a veteran, that'll help you through these tough parts of getting your body in the right place so that you can go out there and perform at an extremely high level on any night or every night, to be honest with you. And ultimately, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for consistency. So I think what you're looking for in the Summer League right now is that potential to have some greatness or to be a really, really solid player. But it's also time to look at what your weaknesses are and figure out a way where you can improve upon that. So to me, the kid runs like a deer, can get up and down the floor, he can jump, he's got great athleticism, but as far as his strength, he's going to get pushed around for a while, Mike.
Oh, he's definitely going to get pushed around for a while. You know, you mentioned, you know, hey, find a veteran, find that team trainer that you can just be like, hey, look, every day we're in the gym, we're lifting weights, we're getting in the cardio, we're, you know, eating right, you know, all that kind of stuff that goes into being a good pro. You know, I sit there and every time, Andy, I'm not going to lie here, every time I see that guy's frame, I'm like, take that guy to Five Guys and get a burger, for crying out loud. Put some weight on that kid. because he's going to get pushed around quite a bit. If I'm the opposing team and the scouting report's there, you're like, play physical with this guy. You'll be able to push him off the block. But the thing with that's going to help Chet is the NBA game's a little bit more wide open. There's not such restrictive movement. It's open movement. The floor is going to be a lot wider. He'll probably be able to get to the rim a little easier than he did in college at Gonzaga, especially with his height. I mean, what is he? 7'7", something insane like that. And he has decent handle for, he has really good handle for a big guy. He just has to work on his strength because he's just going to get jacked around, pushed around. Until his strength, his body kind of catches up with the NBA game.
I agree. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a learning process, and you just gotta go through those learning curves and just go through the bad times, because at the end of the day, you're hoping there's a lot of good times. Okay, so
right.
Let's get back to this Kevin Durant thing for a moment, or even the Kyrie thing, or just that debacle in Brooklyn. If you're Steve Nash, if you're their brass, like what's going on in your head? Because ultimately, this might be one of the worst collapses, one of the worst showings from a team that a lot of people thought had tons of potential, like championship potential, with those three guys, Harden, Kyrie and Durant, and obviously Harden goes away, and now he's making $15 million, former MVP for a 2-year deal. Like that can't make him feel too good. You got the situation with Kyrie where he opts back in, but we know that doesn't mean anything. And then now you got Kevin Durant asking for a trade, and the only places he really wants to go is Miami or Phoenix, and. To get him, you're going to have to give a king's ransom. Like, I can't get over this, and I can't keep saying to myself, like, this is a good deal for the Phoenix Suns. If you're going to get rid of a guy like Ayton, who's 23, you're going to get rid of a Mikal Bridges potentially, who's young as well. You're getting rid of just too much, in my humble opinion, and ultimately. I guess my question is this: is the ask going to be too much for Kevin Durant and or Kyrie, and are they going to wind up being stuck with those guys, and are they going to wind up being stuck in Brooklyn?
You know what? That's a good question, and my thought right now is they're going to be stuck in Brooklyn. Look, to me, out of all this failure out of Brooklyn, and it is failure. I mean, it's failure on a huge scale based upon the pieces that were there or are still there to a certain extent. One, I don't think Nash should have got the job. Nash has never coached. He was like a fish out of water most of the year. He got manipulated, I think, by Kyrie and Durant a little bit as well. But two, to me, the failure in Brooklyn is all, like, I'm going to throw a lot of failure on Kyrie. I mean, dude.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think that you, yeah, like, dude, like, come on. You sat out half these games. You only played, what was it, like 13 games together with Durant? Or, you know, it was a very small number of games. And all over because you didn't want to get a shot. And when that was the kind of the rule, so to say, in the NBA, and that was the citywide ordinance in Brooklyn, in New York City. Like, I get that people want to stand up and they want, that was something they wanted, that was the hill that they were going to die on. Right? No one's going to tell them to wear a mask and all that kind of stuff. And Kyrie's is going to do what Kyrie wants to do. Kyrie's an absolute, he's box office. He's absolute appointment television when he's playing. But man, he's just gonna do what he's gonna do, and the chemistry and everything else with a team and an organization, that be damned with Kyrie.
I'm gonna leave you with this. I'm gonna leave you with this because I know we got to go to a break. I'm gonna leave you with this. Bottom line to me is this: if you bring a guy like Kevin Durant in to whatever team or whatever situation, you better have people that will defer to that guy. And I'm not so sure that Devin Booker wants to be a second or third option. So at the end of the day, you're going to get what you deserve if you go after Kevin Durant, whoever that might be. I know, right. We got to take a break. We're going to close this thing up on the other side with our parting shots like always. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back to wrap it up.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Glad to be back in my seat, my chair, doing my thing here on Sirius XM Radio, Sports Byline, wherever you're picking us up, however you're picking us up. It's a true pleasure to come at you, and I appreciate you, Mike, for the last week or two, whatever, however long it was that you were helping me out, doing a little bit more than you normally do. I appreciate it. So thank you very much. And at this time, we always do our parting shots. So you are up, my friend.
Look, as a Pac-12 graduate, as a Pac-12 fan, everybody knows that. My shout-out actually goes to the Big Ten Conference. They went out and got UCLA and USC to join the Big Ten. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows it's a money grab, but I do not blame the LA schools for doing that. Now, the Big Ten Conference owns the East Coast market, the New York, Pennsylvania market. They got the Chicago market.
And now they got the L.A. market. The Big Ten Conference is going to be making hand over fist in terms of money. And as much as myself and probably Andy don't like it, it's a money thing in college sports anymore. And the Big Ten has to be commended for going out and trying to make their conference better.
Especially with the new rules, with how they're doing things. So, yeah, it's going to be it's a game changer, to be honest with you, bro. All right, my parting shot, a few different ones here probably, and we'll put it all together. Novak Djokovic, you're absolutely incredible, brother. What I saw you do at Wimbledon once again in the final here against Nick Kyrgios as I'm watching the end of the match. I know it's a done deal. Novak wins in four, 7-6 in the final set. Impressive as all hell. I just have so much respect for this guy and his game and what he does on a tennis court night in and night out, day in and day out. And then obviously all these great golf tournaments. Enjoy. Just watch with your family. Have a great Sunday, and we'll be back at you next week here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. For Mike Wilson, for Cole Hewitt and John Poulter, I'm Andy Dorf. Take care, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Andy Dorf. Till next time.